Om Namah Shivaya. The next program is Shankhya, a spiritual discourse. In this, you are about to listen Non-Existence of Pradhanas by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Avyakta, what it is Viparitam Avyaktam. Whatever you see the characteristics of the Vyakta, Avyakta is entirely opposite. If you say Hetumata, it has cause. Avyakta, Pradhana, does not have cause. If you say it is Anitya, Pradhana is Nitya, permanent. If you say it is not omnipresent, it is not all pervading, then Pradhana is all pervading. If you say it has some karma, it is attached to some karma, Pradhana is not attached to any karma. If you say it is many, Pradhana is single, it's one. If the effect is dependent on something, Pradhana is not dependent on anything. If it dissolves into something, Pradhana has no cause, so it will not dissolve into anything. Because any effect will dissolve in its own cause. The Pradhana is not an effect, so it will not dissolve into anything. If the creation is with parts, Pradhana is without any part. If the creation is dependent on something, Pradhana is not dependent on something. On anything, in fact. So, these are the dissimilarities between the effect and the cause. So, we said similarities and dissimilarities exist. So, we first said what dissimilarities are. Now, what are the similarities? That we will say. Trigunam avyeki vishayaha samanyam achetanam prasavadharmi vyaktam tatha pradhanam tat vipritas tatha chapumana. Trigunam avyeki vishayaha samanyam achetanam prasavadharmi vyaktam. Six causes, six characteristics of vyakta. The effect. Similar characteristics are there in the cause also, Pradhana also. What are they? Trigunam. It is made up of three gunas. Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. Pradhana is made up of three gunas and its effects. Buddhi, etc. They are also made of three gunas. Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. Okay. One. Two. Aviveki. It has no discriminating power. Pradhana has no discriminating power because it is inert. And its effect also does not have any discriminating power. It cannot differentiate two things. Vishayaha, both Pradhana and its effect are objects for the Purusha. Purusha is Sakshi, witness for all these things. Samanyam, it is common to all. Pradhana and its effect are common to all. It is similar to all. Achetanam, it is inert. Since it is inert, it is aviveki. That is already explained. Prasavadharmi. Prasavadharmi means one which has the characteristic to give birth to effect. So, this Pradhana has this characteristics of giving birth to effect. And a similar trait is there seen in the effects also, buddhi, etc. That also give birth to ego, etc. Tatha pradhanam, vyaktam tatha pradhanam. So, vyaktam and pradhanam have similar traits. Tad vipritas tatha cha puman, tad vipritah tatha cha puman. And purusha is opposite to it. He has a dissimilar trait. When you compare with these things, meaning trigunam, Pradhana and its effect are made of three gunas, Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. But Purusha has no gunas. He has nothing. He has no relation to anything. Purusha is Atma, self here. Okay? You should not confuse yourself with the self of Vedanti. For Vedanta, the self is one. One without Ekamiva Dityam. One without any. Many. Here, one without duality there. Here, they are many. So, aviveki, Pradhana and its effect are aviveki. They cannot discriminate, but Purusha can discriminate. He is viveki. విషయః ప్రధాన అండ్ ఎఫెక్ట్ ఆర్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ బట్ పురుష ఇస్ ది సబ్జెక్ట్ హీఈస్ నాట్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఫర్ ఎనిథింగ్ ఫర్ ఎనీవేర్ సామాన్యం ఇట్ ఇస్ కామన్ ఫర్ ఎవ్రీవన్ ప్రధాన పురుష ఇస్ నాట్ కామన్ ఫర్ ఎనీవన్ హీస్ విశేష అచేతనం ఇట్ ఇస్ ఇనర్ట్ వాట్ ప్రధాన అండ్ ఇట్స్ ఎఫెక్ట్ ఆర్ ఇనర్ట్ వెరస్ పురుష ఇస్ చేతన చైతన్యవాన్ ఇస్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ప్రసవధర్మి దే గివ్ బర్త్ టు ప్రధాన అండ్ ఇట్స్ ఎఫెక్ట్ గివ్ బర్త్ టు సంథింగ్ ఎల్స్ వెరస్ నథింగ్ కమ్స్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ పురుష చింజీ పురుష పురుష మీన్స్ పర్సన్ సంస్కృత్ పురుష మీన్స్ పర్సన్ సో స్టింజి పురుష హీఈస్ నాట్ గివింగ్ బర్త్ టు ఎనీథింగ్ సో దిస్ దీస్ ఆర్ ది సిమిలారిటీస్ ఆఫ్ ప్రధాన అండ్ ది ఎఫెక్ట్ అండ్ డిసిమిలారిటీ ఫ్రమ్ ప్రధాన అండ్ ఎఫెక్ట్ టు వెన్ కంపేర్ టు పురుష ఓకే సిన్స్ వి సా ద లాస్ట్ శ్లోక దట్ హీఈస్ ప్రసవ ధర్మి ఎక్సెట్రా ఇట్ ఇస్ మేడ్ ఆఫ్ త్రీ గుణాస్ ఎక్సెట్రా వి ఆర్ టాకింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద ఫస్ట్ క్లాస్ అబౌట్ దీస్ త్రీ గుణాస్ త్రిగుణ సత్వ రజసం తమస్ సత్వ రజసం తమస్ వాట్ ఆర్ ది సత్వ రజసం తమస్ సే ప్రీతి అప్రీతి విషాదాత్మకా ప్రకాశ ప్రవృత్తి నియమార్థా అన్యోన్యవిభవాశ్రయ జనన మిథున వృత్తయశ్చ గుణాః దీస్ గుణాస్ సత్వ రజసం తమస్ దే ఆర్ ప్రీతి అప్రీతి విషాదాత్మకా దే హ్యావ్ దిస్ దిస్ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ప్రీతి అప్రీతి విషాద ప్రీతి మీన్స్ హ్యాపీనెస్ బ్లిస్ అప్రీతి మీన్స్ సారో విషాద మీన్స్ కన్ఫ్యూషన్ డెల్యూషన్ సో సత్వ ఇస్ ప్రీతి సత్వ గివ్స్ యూ హ్యాపీనెస్ రజస్ గివ్స్ యూ సారో whereas tamas gives you vishada delusion confusion these are the nature of sattva rajasam tamas and not just that its other nature is prakasha sattva enlightens things the knowledge you understand is because of sattva guna okay you are doing things you want to create something you want to do something you want to destroy something these kriyas these efforts these efforts you put they are because of rajas pravrutihi the nature of rajas is pravruti to put forth effort niyamarthaha and tamas is dull lazy it will not do anything it will just stand still that's all it will not move it will not create anything it will not enlighten anything it will not do anything anyonya vivashaya janana mithuna vrutteshcha gunaah and with these three gunas how do things come into picture how does the creation come because we already saw the pradhana is of these three gunas in equilibrium when the equilibrium is disturbed it starts creating and how does the creation which is different I am different you are different so how are these things created with different nature yes the answer is pradhana the sattva rajas and tamas when they miss their equilibrium the ratio differs because of the overpowering of one guna over the other if sattva guna is overpowering tamas and rajas then it will be the birth of some deity pure hearted soul if the rajoguna and he will be happy if the rajoguna is powerful he will be sorrow he will be a human being if tamoguna is powerful it overpowers the other two gunas then he will be born as that jiva will be born as some snake or something we call thiryak sanskrit it is called thiryak means that which goes horizontally which has a backbone which is horizontal to earth that is called thiryak the meaning of thiryak is that so that which goes so all cow goat etc they have this they have this tamas pradhana tamoguna pradhana they have this tamoguna overpowering therefore they can't do anything creative. They cannot have knowledge. So, because of the equilibrium misplaced, the creation comes into existence. And they differ because of one guna overpowering the other. Again, he is talking about the trigunas. Sattvam laghu prakashakam, ishtam upashtam bakam chalancharajah, guru varanakam eva tamaha, pradivavachyarthato vrittihi. Sattvam laghu, sattva guna is light. Light means not the enlightened light. It is not heavy. And that is why one who has the sattva guna dominant, he will be very easy to move with. Because once when you do start meditating, you will feel your limbs, you will not feel the weight of your body also. You will feel like floating. That is because the sattva guna has increased. So laghu, and not heavy. It is prakashakam. Sattvam laghu prakashakam. Prakashakam means it enlightens the knowledge of pot, caught, etc. It is enlightened by sattva. And ishtam rajah upashtambakam chalancha. And rajas, rajoguna, what is that? It upashtambakam means it leads you, it prods you to do things. Rajoguna prods you to do things. And it is chanchala, it is not of the swabhava, of stagnant swabhava. It's not static. It is always dynamic. It will make you do things. You have to be moving always. If you have rajoguna, you cannot sit still. You have to do something. Even while sitting, he has to do something. So that is rajoguna. And tamoguna, guru varanakam eva tamaha. Guru, it is heavy. If you have tamas, you don't feel like, see, that is why when you wake up in the morning, you don't feel like getting up from the bed, because that time tamas is predominant. And varanakam means it has this power of wheeling, covering the truth, the self. So that is the quality of tamoguna. Since each of these gunas are different, have different characteristics, how do you expect these to work in tandem? They help each other to create, isn't it? How do you explain this? You say, like Pradeepavach Arthato Vrittihi Pradeepavat, like a Deepa, like a lamp. In a lamp, you have thing made of metal, a lamp made of metal. Inside it you pour oil, which is liquid. Then you have this wick, which is cotton of earth. Then you have fire. You have earth material, you have water material, you have fire material. But still, they help each other for the light to glow. In the same way, these three gunas help each other for the creation to come into picture. We saw avivekyati, etc. The pradhana is not intelligent. Pradhana is inert, etc. How do you prove that? Is it just we have to accept it, or is there any proof for that? Because it is subtle. So whatever you say, I have to accept. I cannot see. If you say, if you don't have any logic, I should have to accept as it is. But is there any proof for that? If you ask, yes, we have proof. Aiva avivekyade sthitistraigunya tatadviparyaya abhavat karana gunatmakatvat karyasya avyaktamapi siddham. Avivekyadehe means this avivekya, aviveki, etc. All these dharmas, aviveki, prasavadharmi, etc. All these dharmas, inert, etc. These dharmas, siddhi. To prove these dharmas, it is easy. These characteristics in the pradhana or the effect, mahat, etc. can be proven. How? Trigunyat, one logic, one hetu, one reason is enough. They are made of these three gunas. So, it is, whatever is created by guna is avyeka, is inert, is unconscious, is insentient. So, it can be proved easily by one cause, one reason. Karna gunatmakatvad and karya. Karya means karna gunatmakatvad karyasya. Karyasya means pot, etc. Whatever karya that has the quality of karna, whatever the effect that has the quality of the cause. Since the pot, cot, etc. Has the nature of the cause, pradana, the karya also is proven as avyekya. What shloka? Avyekya de siddhistrigna. Trigunam avyeki vushaya sa manya machetanam prasavadharmi. In that shloka, we saw trigunam avyeki vushaya. It is triguna. It consists of three gunas. Avyekya, it doesn't have discriminative power. It is prasavadharmi. It is samanya, common for everyone. It is vishaya. It is object for everyone. These things are proven there. So, these things are said of the pradhana. These are the characteristics of the pradhana. But now, to prove that, he says, only one reason is enough. It is triguna. Since karna is triguna, karya is triguna. Since karya is triguna, karna is triguna. They are both of the same quality. It is easily proven. He says, Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.